When we see parents who are choosing to raise their kids and their families with intentional living principles, being the parent they're intended to be, stepping up and disciplining their kids when they need to, making sure that the priorities aren't about the next soccer game, but about their spirit, about their soul, about their relationships. When people are doing that, what happens in the families are stronger. Families that choose to be intentional in their walk with Christ are stronger.
From the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, a counselor and coach, and your advocate for the family. Today is the continuation of Dr. Randy's series, What is Intentional Living? Now, to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you much, Kurt. And I do welcome you live here to our Intentional Living Center as we continue this series on what is intentional living. I'm very excited about today because we're going to jump right into these intentionals, these top 10 things that really indicate the power and importance of intentional living. You heard in the opening clip that I talked about comparing all the activities that we have in our family, be it from a soccer game to a baseball game to a dance recital, which are all fun things and important things for your family, please. I understand that. But when those things take priority, the short-term goals over the big picture, when you look back when your children are 25 or 30 or 40 and you say, hey, wow, did we really build into their lives not just a great family life, but a great spiritual vision for the future? That's intentional living. We're going to move over to the teaching studio and continue the series today. And by the way, when we recorded this some number of months ago, I was having a little raspy voice during this series, so you might notice that. But listen beyond that and hear the content as we continue today. A welcomed and unexpected consequence of intentional living, while bringing glory to God, as I said, we're benefiting ourselves. I want to share with you 10 and our intentionals. I want to share what I believe intentional living does for us, why this message is important. And then I'm going to add an 11th one because I couldn't stop at 10, okay? So I'm going to give you the intentionals plus one as an added bonus. First of all, when we live intentionally and we make a decision to do so, it helps us live our purpose by it. Helps us live our purpose. When I ask people to conference, how many of you really know your purpose for being on this planet? Very few hands go up. Very few of us really have embraced our purpose. Now, we know our job, or we know our responsibilities. You know, we've got to raise our kids and pay the bills. We know what we're doing. But for a person to really articulate, this is why I'm on this planet. Well, to bring glory to Christ, right? We know it's to bring glory to Him. But to really embrace that and know that, that's a radical transformational message if we believe it. So number one, we can live our purpose. There's a second thing that we get from intentional living, and it provides clarity for living when we embrace it. One of the beauties of intentional living is when I have set a godly goal, it clarifies everything that I'm going to do. When I'm faced with a challenge, I'm clear on what the next step is to be. I'm not all of a sudden challenged with new opportunities or new threats or whatever they may be that are going to sidetrack me from the core purpose of my life. It gives me clarity for living if we embrace the principles of intentional living. A third thing it does is we experience more peace as a result of it. Intentional living gives us peace. I find, and I hear it on the radio, people call me and say, you know, I've chosen to be intentional in my finances and I'm feeling so much better. Or I'm choosing to be intentional in how I'm relating to my difficult marriage situation. Instead of always being critical, I'm doing the next right one thing. I'm being intentional in terms of my reaction to my spouse. I'm choosing to intentionally love my spouse instead of respond negatively to my spouse. And I'm feeling more peace in my life. I think part of that is, frankly, we're feeling a little more in control because we're making the decision of how we're going to live. Isn't there something about feeling and I know what I'm going to do and why I'm going to do it that helps you feel more peace in your life? It does me. We experience more peace as a result of living intentionally. Our families are stronger for it. when we see parents who are choosing to raise their kids and their families with intentional living principles, being the parent they're intended to be, stepping up and disciplining their kids when they need to, making sure that the priorities aren't about the next soccer game, but about their spirit, about their soul, about their relationships. When people are doing that, what happens in the families are stronger. Families that choose to be intentional in their walk with Christ are stronger. Number five is our marriages are more intimate as a result of it. When couples are truly communicating around intentional living principles and they're setting goals, you know, Donna and I have shared with you, we're in a stage now where we're looking to the future, and I'm confused. We were talking about this morning. I'm trying to figure out what's the next stage and how can I best serve, and I don't like being in that place. It's very disruptive. It's a very disruptive place to be. And our marriages can be more intimate when we're on the same page. And if a couple's living year after year after year and they don't agree on their intentional thoughts about raising their kids, they're not intentional about their sex life, they're not intentional about how they're spending their money, they're not intentional on the same page with their faith, they're not intentional what the Bible teaches in different areas, it creates a great disruption, right? Now, we see that as a marriage problem. I see it as an intentional living problem. Get intentional and your marriage will get better. Be intentional in your finances and your life's going to be better. Be intentional in your marriage and you're going to experience more intimacy in your relationship. There's a sixth thing. Our finances create less stress when we live it. You know, I get such a kick out of the financial discussions. And I know there's some complicated investment things that people need to understand. How do you invest? And you need at times to get an investment advisor to help you. But isn't it true that most of the financial stress that we feel is due to the fact that we're not intentional with our money? In other words, we spend more than we make, and we do that over an extended period of time.
You're listening to Dr. Randy's teaching from What is Intentional Living? Don't go away. Dr. Randy will be right back.
Can you really sleep your way to a slimmer waist?
From the Intentional Living Center, this is the Intentional Living Minute. Here's King Hoover, our intentional health coach.
There's great news for folks who like to sleep late. A fresh study from Japan showed that people who sleep less than 7 to 9 hours per night have a greater measure of abdominal fat and subcutaneous fat than non-sleep-deprived participants. A healthier weight is a byproduct of a healthier lifestyle. Yes, better food. Yes, more exercise, but say yes to better rest. Your pant size and your heart will thank you. For Intentional Living, I'm King Hoover.
For more information and inspiration, go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
For me, it's just a constant reminder every time I look at it that God is with me and He loves me.
Scripture verses and encouraging words. Every day you'll be reminded that you belong to God as a child of God. With your gift today, we'll send you the beautiful new 2018 calendar from Intentional Living as our gift.
They're always asking where I got my calendar because the pictures and verses of Scripture are so captivating.
The calendar starts in September of this year, so you can begin using it right away. You Belong Here is the title of the new 2018 16-month calendar, and it can be yours. Go to theintentionallife.com to give your gift today to Intentional Living.
Now, let's get back to Dr. Randy at the Intentional Living Teaching Studio as he continues, What is Intentional Living?
There's a sixth thing. Our finances create less stress when we live it. You know, I get such a kick out of the financial discussions. And I know there's some complicated investment things that people need to understand. How do you invest? And you need at times to get an investment advisor to help you. But isn't it true that most of the financial stress that we feel is due to the fact that we're not intentional with our money? In other words, we spend more than we make, and we do that over an extended period of time. I tell people, if you want to have a savings, if you want to move ahead financially, no matter what you make, we hear it. We talk about 10-10-80. Tithe, that's an act of obedience and love for Christ. Learning, depending on your age, at least 10% you're setting aside, and then learning to live on the other 80%. And if you're older, you might have to learn to live on 70% so you can save more. But you know what? It's a math problem. If you do that over an extended period of time, you will experience financial freedom in your life. It's not rocket science. When we think about being intentional living is the integration of what we know to be true, but if we don't have the passion from our heart to do it, and there's where I think we get into trouble. We know intellectually we should do it, but we don't get the motivation to actually do it. We're not driven by the heart of Christ to please him, because ultimately that's what we need if we're going to find success. Number 7, our work takes on new meaning and purpose from it. I've said to you, and I'll say it again to our team who are listening, when you go to work during the day, you really don't work for the man. You really don't. Now, you're accountable to your boss. You're accountable to the system that you work within. But you choose to be there. You can pack up and leave. No one forces any of us to be in any one place. Wherever we work, it becomes a matter of working unto the Lord. And I have found that when people have that attitude, wherever they work, they may have issues, but they're a different personality. I have found when people work with the attitude of it's about me, no matter where they work, they're not happy at some level. This is a decision to say, with intentional living, our work will take on new meaning. When I come to work and I recognize that what I'm doing is for Christ and not for myself. You know, I'm thinking Lee and I were talking, Lee Geisbeck is here, and you know, he works with the great ministry of compassion. We were talking yesterday. It's a hard thing. He travels all over the world. He's away from his family. He's got to do a lot of things that he didn't have when he sat at one radio station and was there all the time. And my guess would be that if Lee didn't see this as a passion, his work was meaningful in changing people's lives, he'd say, enough of this. If it's just about making money, he wouldn't be doing that. Who would? And the reality is for Christians, when we get plugged into the fact that our purpose takes on new meaning in our life, when we embrace what it means to live intentionally in Christ. Number 8, when we take better care of our bodies, when we live by it, we benefit from it. And there's no question about that. When we're intentional with our health, our bodies are better for it. I mean, that doesn't take much explanation. And I've got personal testimony of how that works and doesn't work. And so I can understand. Number 9 is goals are other focused and stretching when we embrace it. In other words, when we set goals, we talk about turning intention into goals. I have found when the goals are other focused, solving problems, helping children in need, helping build the kingdom, and when they're stretching to us, that's when we really find what intentional living can do for us. When our goals are limiting and self-focused, don't you wear out? There's nothing worse than having a small goal for yourself and then reach it. How many people do we all know who've had set goals in their life? They could be financial goals. You know, I'm going to be a millionaire, I'm going to do whatever, build a bit, and they get there and they're not happy. They've reached the goal, but it doesn't give them satisfaction. And I believe because it's a violation of Scripture when the Bible says, think not only of your own interest, but also the interest of others. When we do that, there's the focus and the stretching because it's focusing on other people. Number 10, intentional living provides guidance in every stage of life as a result of it.
Talking through the top 10 list, the intentionals for an intentional life, live back here in our Intentional Living studio. I hope you're learning something. I am, as I listen again, realizing that there's power in intentional living. The world is pulling us in pretty drastic ways, pushing at the edges of our faith and certainly challenging who we are, what we stand for in our culture. We better be prepared. The Bible says we should be prepared to make an account for what we believe. Those who are intentional are going to be better prepared to do that. That's why we're passionate about this topic. Hey, listen, speaking of passion, we're passionate for you. We love you guys. We want the best for you. Those of you who are standing for Christ, we stand with you. And it's because of members who financially support this ministry that we're able to do this, our monthly members. And if you're not a monthly member, can I invite you to come today and join us? Your monthly support right now will make a huge difference. You know, a dollar a day will make a big difference, $30 a month. And right now, with our thanks for your generous gift of any amount, either joining monthly or a single gift, we're going to send you the You Belong Here 16-month wall calendar to remind you every day that you're a child of God. It is absolutely gorgeous, and it's our gift to you. All you have to do today is go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, click on donate, don't miss it, or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, and press number 4. All right, coming up in just a moment, our senior producer, Steve Tanner, talks with a guy who leads an intentional international ministry and personally lives an intentional life. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Andy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
Some years ago, I made an intentional plea to myself. I was walking behind this couple in the grocery store, and this woman was just ragging on this man the whole time, and I thought, if I were him, I'd just never want to be around her ever. And then I kind of thought, do I ever sound like that? And I just made an intention to listen to the way that I talk to my husband and to really think about how I would feel if he was the one talking to me that way. And we had a good marriage, and he didn't really seem to see any problems, but sometimes I just felt like I'm a nurse, and after taking care of people all day and dealing with sick and tired people, and my husband and I joke, and that's just the staff, then you have all those patients. It just sometimes it's really easy to kind of let loose on him and maybe speak more sharply than I really should have, and I think sometimes we just don't listen to how we sound. And when you take a step back and listen to your tone of voice and the words you're using, and sometimes I'm just like shocked at myself. So that's my intentional thing.
This is Steve Tanner for Intentional Living. I'm talking with Bill Simmons, president of American Leprosy Missions. I'm talking to Bill because his story is an intentional story, and the ministry he leads is a very intentional ministry that reaches people all over the world with the medical care they need and the God they need as well. I talked with Bill at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention earlier this year. Welcome to the program, Bill Simmons. So please tell us a little bit about your intentional journey to now lead American Leprosy Missions.
I grew up as a missionary kid in the Congo. My parents were missionaries, and I graduated from high school there, and when I came back to the States, I started a career in retail, and I worked in retail for over 20 years. And I was the CEO of a couple of different retail chains, and after 2008, which most people remember is a pretty difficult time of the world and business, my wife and I really took a step back and said, I've had this 20-year career. What did we want to do next? And what did we think God wanted us to do? And so thinking about living intentionally, that was really what we were going through. And what if we got another 20 years? If God gave us that 20 years, how do we want to look back and describe that 20 years if God gave it to us? And we really felt like being called into some sort of an international ministry was what God had for us. And the first call I made was to a group who was actually doing the search for the new CEO of American Leprosy Missions. And my wife and I spent the next several months doing what many people do when they hear about leprosy, and that is learning about it and understanding the problem that it still is today. But now, 6 years later, after becoming the president and CEO, I tell people that journey working for an organization where I understand what we do every day has an impact somewhere else around the world gives me the opportunity now to actually be working in my dream job. I never knew to dream of it earlier, but now I know every morning I look forward to waking up and knowing that I get to go be a part of something that's impacting people around the world. And it is a very intentional act, and it's an honor and privilege to be a part of it. So that's how I got to American Leprosy Missions, and I love waking up every day knowing that that's what I get to do.
It's the old thing of, you know, do something that you're passionate about, do something you love, and you'll never work a day in your life, right?
Yeah, and then now I discover that's what happens every day. That's right, exactly.
You said something about, I wanted to look back in 20 years. What did I want to see my life look like when I look back on it after 20 years? We talk a lot about live the way you want to become. What are some of the things that you want to see to look back on your life in 20 years?
Well, one of the things that happened in that journey early on was God used an event to kind of break my heart in a certain way. And my wife and I have three sons who are now all out of college or still in college. But God called us to adoption. And the process of God really breaking my heart toward adoption meant that he had to teach me that the objective in my life should not be to finish with my hands full, but to finish with my hands empty, having the idea of just crossing the finish line, having spent everything. And that changed my mind frame around what is my life supposed to be about. And after we adopted our daughter in 2008, and that was that 4 or 5 year journey was really kind of plowing the field in my heart to help frame how I thought about that next 20 years, which was constantly being about giving up and releasing and trying to evaluate, am I holding on, or are we a family who is continually giving of ourselves, our resources, and our talents? And so, and that is part of what I do. I still have to recognize that I'm out of the country or somewhere in the world 90 days of the year. So that's a sacrifice that we knew that we were making. That's part of what we signed up for. We signed up to come to American Leprosy Missions knowing that part of giving was going to be giving of our time and giving time away from each other. That's that 20-year view.
Sure.
It's a constant pattern being established of having divested yourself of things.
Sure. Yeah. Leprosy. I mean, we know it's in the Bible. We don't hear a lot about leprosy. We haven't heard a lot about leprosy. Talk about how you were drawn towards American Leprosy Missions, how just the whole notion, the whole existence of leprosy, really God used it to set off the red flags in your head.
The first place I always go is to Luke chapter 7, when John the Baptist is in prison. And he's trying to figure out, am I in prison for a good reason? And he tells his disciples, go and ask Jesus if he's the one. And so John's disciples approach Jesus and say, John wants to know if you're the one, or should we wait for another? And Jesus' reply is, well, you go back and tell John the things that you have seen and heard, that the blind see, the lame walk, the deaf hear, those with leprosy are cured, the dead are raised, and the good news is preached to the poor. So the idea is Jesus is responding to John to say, you know that I am the Messiah by these works that I am about. And for us at American Leprosy Missions, our work is actually about all of those things, because people affected by leprosy have many of these issues, and of course they have leprosy. And so I say it was a very short prayer to determine, is the work that we're about at the heart of what Jesus would be doing if he was alive and walking today? It's what he did when he set that template before us. And so we get to be a part of that. We get to be a part of ensuring that people around the world who are affected by leprosy are healed. And so that was my journey. My journey was discovering that leprosy was still an issue around the world, and I could be a part of it. But not only would I be a part of it, it's something I became easily convinced was at the heart of Jesus' work. I tell people that leprosy, when most people don't know that it's a problem, that I think about it as three billboards. If you imagine three billboards going down the road, and the first billboard reads, the number of breast cancer cases in the U.S. each year. And then the second billboard reads the number of leprosy cases around the world each year. And then the next one reads same number, same number. Mm. You know, in our minds, we have this awareness because of the great job that is done in bringing awareness to breast cancer in the U.S. and the month with pink. And everyone knows what that means now. But if you can imagine what it would be like to be someone around the world who had leprosy, but the rest of the world felt like leprosy had been eradicated. Even the church now has somehow neglected that work among people that Jesus intentionally sought out and rescued. And so that's our call.
And it's an intentional call to an intentional ministry to care for people who have largely been forgotten in our society and in our world. He's Bill Simmons, president of American Leprosy Missions. I'll bring you part two of my conversation with him on tomorrow's program. Meanwhile, you can learn more about Bill and of American Leprosy Missions by way of our highlights page for today's program at theintentionallife.com. We've also got the sort of director's cut full-length interview posted there as well. For Intentional Living, I'm Steve Tanner. Dr. Randy is back in just a moment.
Randy, I just want to thank you very much for your intentional living program and comments about being intentional livers. It has changed my life, and I want to thank you so much. God bless you, and keep up the good work.
You're very welcome. You know, when we choose every day how we live, we do, and we get up. No one forces us to live in a certain way generally, and the freedom that we have, we make choices every day, and how we live makes a difference. You choose to live intentional, it will make a difference. Bringing glory to God, can't miss it, benefit to yourself. And I want to say thanks to our members who make this program and this ministry possible. Their financial support allows us to do this. And I come alongside of our members every month with a brand new teaching from me to them to say thanks. Love to have you be a part of that. Become a member today of the Intentional Living Center. And right now, with your thanks for your generous gift, and by the way, not only becoming monthly members, but your best single gift. We've got a very special opportunity right now. We're going to send you a brand new 16-month wall calendar called You Belong Here to remind you every day that you are a child of God and part of His family. It's absolutely gorgeous. We already have it open and ready to start using on September 1st in our home. You can get yours. Come and join us. Thank you for your gift. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Click on donate or call 888-888-1717 during West Coast business hours and press number 4. Okay? We're going to be wrapping up this series on what is intentional living tomorrow. We'll see you then.